Okay, boys, welcome to the Daily Bedtime Stories podcast. How are you guys tonight?
Good.
Good. All right, we have an exciting story tonight. It is about an adventure, a Little Billy adventure. And in this story, Little Billy might have an adventure with some of his friends. We'll have to wait and see. Okay? Should we get her going?
Yeah.
Okay. One day, Little Billy got done with school, and he went home, and his mom said, "Hey, Little Billy, how was school today?" And Little Billy said, "It was fine." And his mom said, "Well, what did you learn today at school?" And Little Billy said, "Nothing." And his mom said, "I don't think that's quite true." And she said, "I think you learned something. Did you bring a folder home or anything?" And Little Billy said, "Sure, I have a folder in my backpack." So he went and got his backpack, and he had some papers in there, some papers that were graded. And he had a spelling test, and he had a reading assignment and a math page. And Little Billy did really good on his assignments. And his mom said, "Well, we need to go over these spelling words so you do really good on your next test, too." So him and his mom spent some time going over his spelling test. And Little Billy felt very comfortable, but it was still pretty early. And Little Billy said, "Hey, Mom, can I go outside and play for a while before supper?" And his mom said, "Absolutely, you can go out and play." So Little Billy went out to play. And he had some neighbors, and he was looking to see if any of his friends were home. And he was kind of walking around the neighborhood to see if anybody was around, and nobody was really around. And he looked in his pocket, and he found that he had $2 in his pocket. So he decided that he would go to the store that was right down the street, and that he would buy himself a treat. He decided that he would go buy himself a sucker. So he went to the store, and he looked for the suckers, and he had been there so many times. And he got himself a big green sucker. Green was his favorite. So he went home, or he started walking home. He left the store. And as he was walking home, he decided that he needed to take a little trip around the block to see if his friends were home, because they weren't home earlier. So he was walking around the block. Well, then he noticed that he only used $1 and he couldn't find his other dollar. He was looking all over. So he decided that he would walk back to the store to see if he left his dollar there. So he was walking back to the store. And as he was walking back to the store, he saw something in the dirt on the ground. And he picked it up, and it was a coin. It wasn't a quarter. It wasn't a nickel. Not a penny or a dime. It wasn't even a half dollar. It was a strange coin. A coin like he'd never seen before. Like it wasn't money, but it was something else that was used for something. And he couldn't figure it out. It was round, but it was kind of thick. And it was kind of dirty because it had been in the dirt. And he picked it up and he started to rub it to get it clean. And all of a sudden, he looked and there was some people. There were some guys that were walking toward him. And one of the guys said, "Hey, you, what do you got there?" And Little Billy, you know, it was his new thing. He hurried up and put it in his pocket, and he said, "I don't got anything. I don't got anything." And the guy said, "What is that? We want it. If you have something, if you found something on the street, we want it. It's ours." And Little Billy said, "I don't think it's yours. I think I'm going to go home now." And Little Billy, he took off running. And Little Billy was way faster than those other guys. So Little Billy got home. He showed the coin to his mom and dad. And his mom and dad said, yeah, you're right. That's a strange coin. We've never seen anything like it. They didn't know what it was, and they couldn't figure it out. And the next day, or that night, little Billy went to bed, and he put the coin on his dresser. He had a special treasure box that he had on his dresser, and he put that coin in his treasure box. He knew he did. He knew he put it on his treasure, in his treasure box. And he remembered putting it in there because he put it over on the one side, all the way in the corner, and it fit just perfect along with his other treasures. And so he put it in there, and he decided that maybe he was going to think about it, but maybe he was going to take it to school the next day and show the science teacher. Because his science teacher knew a lot of things about money and coins and just other things. It seemed like his science teacher was really smart. So, little Billy shut his treasure box and he went to bed. He had a little bit of a hard time going to sleep, but he did. And the next morning, his mom came in and said, hey, little Billy, it's time to get up, time to go to school. And little Billy, he jumped out of bed and he went and he took a shower, he ate his breakfast, and he decided, I'm going to take that special coin to school. And he ran up, he opened his treasure box, and nothing was there. Well, his other treasures were there, but not the special coin. The special coin was gone. There was a spot over on the one side, a perfect spot where the coin had been, but no coin. And he went and he said, Mom, Dad, did you take my coin out of my treasure box? And they said, no, honey, we didn't take your coin. We wouldn't do that. And he said, well, somebody took it. Maybe it was Riley, my brother. And he went and he went to his brother's room and his brother was still sleeping. And he said, Riley, what did you do? Did you go in my room? And Riley, he was half sleeping, and he said, I didn't go into your room. I was sleeping. And then he said, I bet it was Sawyer. And he went into Sawyer's room and woke Sawyer up. And Sawyer, he had no idea what was going on. He was kind of little. And he said, I didn't take your coin. And so little Billy, he said, I don't know what happened to his coin. And little Billy, he just sat down and he just kind of started to cry a little bit. Because he really wanted to figure out what that coin went to and where it was. Well, he was walking to school and he saw something. He saw those same three guys that he saw on the street the day before that were asking him about the coin. And he said, and they said, hey, we scared you yesterday, but we didn't mean to scare you, but we know that you found that coin. They said, we know what that coin is, and you really need to be careful with it. If you have that coin and you picked it up and you took it home, that means that coin is attached to you. And little Billy says, what do you mean it's attached to you? And they said, well, do you have the coin? And little Billy said, well, something happened. I put it in a special place, but this morning I woke up and it was gone. He said, when I saw you guys, I thought maybe you guys took it. And they said, no, we didn't know where you were. But he said, if it's attached to you, then you're probably really sad that it's gone, huh? And little Billy says, yeah. He says, I'm terrible sad. He said, I even kind of cried a little bit that it was gone. And the guys all looked at each other and they said, yeah, it's because that stone, that special coin has a bond to you now. It's bonded to you. And they said, You really got to get that coin back. You got to get it back. And little Billy said, well, I don't even know where to look. I don't know who has it. I don't know where it went. And those guys said, well, somebody must have took it. We have some ideas. But if it is attached to you, then you will know where to look for it. And we will help you. We'll help you find it. The end. So, do you think he's going to get it back?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Wonder what he's going to have to do. Wonder who has it. Any ideas? Do you know who took it?
No.
I have no idea who took it.
I think a robber took it in the night.
You think a robber took it?
And then a guy took him to jail with a coin and it's attached to him.
Really? Hmm. Okay. Well, we'll find out maybe next time. Okay? Well, let's...
Dad, I think I know. Maybe the cop found that house where he lived and they got inside of it and he found a treasure box. And then he opened it up, and then he found it and took it.
Hmm. Well, okay, guys, let's pray, okay? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the fun we had at church and making sandwiches and giving them out. And we pray that you would just bless these boys. I pray that you would just put your hand on them. I pray that you grow them to be big and strong boys that love you with all of their hearts. Lord, I pray that you would give them a good night's sleep and a good day at school tomorrow. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.